Blog Talk Radio.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Detour is a ministry created as a safe house for men and women to come together without judgment to share their detour in life. Have you ever framed your world only to find out life, roadblocks, settling, being stuck, and suddenly a detour appears? What does your detour look like? This ministry is designed for us as kingdom ambassadors to come together in unity on one accord, to live on purpose through the gospel of Jesus Christ. With God, everything has purpose, even the detours. For more information about the Detour Radio Show, contact Rosalind Farrell at 972-292-8544 or email whatisyourdetour@gmail.com.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Rosalind Farrell, and I will be your host for this evening. First of all, before we get started, I would like for everyone to give our guest speakers the respect and mute your line so we can eliminate any of the background noise. I will unmute everyone's line so you can ask questions and comments, but just be respectful of if you hear any background noise, you probably should go ahead and mute your line. I do hear some parents who are coming to start muting and try to figure out where it's coming from. All right. Before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and I always open up the radio show with a prayer, and then I'll go ahead and introduce our guest speakers. So, Father God, we come to you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, thanking you, oh God, for this opportunity, oh God, thanking you for this time, oh God. We glorify you on tonight, oh God. We thank you for every speaker, oh God, that has given their yes, oh God. We're not glorifying the disease of cancer, oh God, for we know you are El Shaddai, oh God, and El Shalom, oh God, and that you are a healer, oh God. So, God, we just come to you, oh God, that you get glorified tonight, oh God, and everything that is said, oh God, just to bring awareness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I thank you right now, oh God, as we decrease, oh God, you increase in us, oh God. So everything that needs to be said on tonight will be said, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way on the airwaves on tonight. Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And all these things we pray in your loving Son, Jesus' name. Amen. So on tonight, I am honored. I am honored to have three amazing guest speakers. I also have a special guest that's going to come on and talk about her business and what she's doing to bring awareness to breast cancer. So I would just, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our speakers and we'll get started. So my first guest speaker is Ms. Angela Cooper, who is my cousin that I love very much. She is a wife of 27 years. She is a proud mom of two young men, a grandmother of three adorable children. For the past 13 years, she has had the honor of serving as the women's ministry leader at the New Beginnings Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Don Rogers. Angela is also a seven-year breast cancer survivor. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Angela. Do we have you on the line?
Hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, next we have Ms. Chantel Gregory, who is my sister and also my sorority sister. Chantel is a wife and mother of eight. She's been a nurse for 23 years with a focus on pediatric health. She loves educating youth about their health, and she's always had a passion about helping mom to breast cancer in 2004 and a few months after she was given the all clear on her five-year survival check. Do we have Chantel on the line tonight. Make sure I have everyone unmuted. Chantel, can you hear me?
I can. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Thank you so much. Yep, we can hear you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. All right.
Thank
next,
you,
we have.
You're welcome.
We have. I consider her as a friend. I worked for her for several years at Chrysler. Miss Stacy Scott. She is a Christian. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is the business owner of Stacy's Sensual Sense. She's a member of Susan G. Coleman 3-Day and a 36-year employee with the UAW. Welcome to the line tonight. Stacy, do we have you on the line?
I am here, and thank you for having me. Hello, ladies.
Thank you. And next we have Octavia Riley. Octavia is a new and upcoming entrepreneur. I had the pleasure of meeting her a few months ago and had a chance to dialogue with her, and she got to, you know, sharing her experience and her story, and I'm like, oh, my God, you will be so – she's going to be so awesome at this new venture that she has. The name of her business is Wigs and Winks. So you'll have the opportunity to hear from Octavia later on tonight, but she has an amazing story, so I want her to introduce her business so you guys can learn about our new, young, up-and-coming entrepreneur. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. So let's see here. So our first question is, and I'm just going to allow you guys to just be spirit-led. We're going to start with Angela, and then we can move with Chantel, and then we'll move to Stacy with answering the questions. So tell us, Angela, a little bit about your journey. Whatever you feel comfortable with, like I said, just be spirit-led. When were you diagnosed with breast cancer, and how did you find out?
Well, like you mentioned, it's been about 7 years. I was told on Valentine's Day in 2013 that I had been diagnosed with breast cancer. Thank God it was in its early stages. It was a little bit shocking, but not in a fearful way. Shocking because I would go faithfully every year since before the age of 40 getting mammograms, and everything was clear. There was never really an indication of true breast cancer. There were times when I would have mammogram, and I would end up having to go and have an ultrasound because they found several fibrocystic fluid cysts in my breast. And, of course, they would have to go in and biopsy those, and that would always come back negative. So I never had an indication that it was breast cancer, although I found out later that this could have been a sign. But, again, can you hear me?
Yes, we had some interference, so I muted that line.
Okay. So that's how the journey began for me. I never had to go through radiation or chemo because, again, they found it really early. It was barely a stage one, but they considered it a full stage. The most that I've done was the medication. I had to be on for 5 years. There are two types of medication. I started out with the one for postmenopause because you have to be menopausal, so that one threw me into menopause. And then the second medication I stayed on, it was 2 years on the first one and 3 years on the second one for a total of 5 years. So I ended up only having to take the medication.
Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing that, Angela. And just one of the things that you said that stood out is when you found out you were not fearful. So that speaks volume. And oftentimes that's the first thing that creeps in, and you didn't allow that to happen. So thank you so much for sharing all of that.
Yes, indeed.
So, Chantel, your story is a little bit different because this hit different. This was your loved one. This was your mother, and you lost your mother. So you just whatever you feel comfortable with sharing on when you found out, what you felt, and your journey from the time that you found out.
Okay, so yeah, mine is a little different, and I may get a little emotional here, so forgive me. For my mom, it was the same as for Miss Andrew. She did not have any fear, and I can clearly remember sitting at the top of the steps, and I literally just sat when my mom called me, and she said, "I have something to tell you." And I'm like, okay, we talk every day, so that's no big deal. It's just her tone. And she said, "I don't want you to worry." And again, she went every year for her mammogram, like she was supposed to. Never any hint. There's no breast cancer that, you know, runs in our family. But she said, "I found a lump." She said, "But it's painful, and they don't really think that it's anything. And I'm going in for my mammogram because that is truly not so." And when I'm talking with young people about breast cancer awareness, one of those things that was always put out is that cancer is not painful. My goal is to dispel that myth because that is not true. Plenty of women have experienced where that lump is painful. Typically, it is not, but the fact that it's painful does not mean that it is not so. And again, my mother, myself, a lot of the females in our family, again, like Miss Angela, have, and a lot of African-American women from my nursing background, have what's called fibrocystic breast, which does put us in a higher risk category. It also makes it difficult for mammograms. So a lot of times they will also follow up with a ultrasound, which is the case for myself. I also have what's called dense breast, which is common in African-American women. And if you have ever been told that, please, please speak with your provider about having an ultrasound following that mammogram. If that is not written, that is one of the recommended guidelines. The test did come back. It was breast cancer. Again, they thought that it was early enough and small, so she was given the option of a lumpectomy or having a mastectomy because of the early stage. She felt like it was so early, we could go with the lumpectomy and she'd be fine. The other bad thing as it related to my mom's diagnosis is that her breast cancer was what we call triple negative, which again is not a good thing at all. So hormone treatment would not have helped her, so she didn't have that. She did have to have both chemo and radiation. And I just knew for me, I was the child that was here. So, you know, going to the appointments for the surgery, for the chemo, I actually ended up quitting my job because there was no other way that fit with my schedule. So I was blessed that my husband could care for the family because I wanted and I felt honored to do that for my mom. Of course, it hit different. And then when losing my mom, it was within 2 weeks of losing my son. So for me, it's just it was really hard taking that in, to lose my son and then lose my mom 2 weeks later. When we thought we really had won the battle, and to come back a few months later and say it's back and it's metastasized to the pancreas. It, for me, being a nurse, knowing that metastasis to the pancreas just really wasn't good at all. So very, very hard.
Thank you, Chantel. And Stacy, let's go ahead and hear about your story. Your story is a little bit different also. Because you do, like you told me, you consider yourself as a conqueror because you have been surrounded around women that have actually had breast cancer and conquered. You can share your story now.
Okay. Well, welcome and nice to hear you ladies' stories. Well, let me tell you my story. I have never been diagnosed with breast cancer, but my girlfriends, and these are close girlfriends, girls that I grew up with in school, they were diagnosed and they passed away at very young ages. And although my body's not affected, you know, with breast cancer, it affects my heart, because to see your friends go through that pain, to know that they're leaving children behind so early in life is mind-blowing. And I'll just never forget when I attended one of my girlfriend's funerals, just to hear her baby wailing because she lost her mom. That in itself is hurtful. And I have my friend that is a survivor, and she and I had lost touch for a long time after school, and we got back in touch a few years ago, and she called me. She was living in Atlanta at the time, and she asked me, Stacy, could you come down here and, you know, just be with me and support me? And she was going in. She was getting ready to have her implants put in it. And it was a huge honor to go there and to just, you know, be there with her, be there for her. And, you know, again, it's hard seeing your loved ones go through that. And when, you know, you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do, but just being there, you know, when they wake up and seeing you sitting there, even if you're asleep. We laughed about it the other day, but it's just, it's so strange how life just, it comes full circle, and then, you know, being a part of such a big movement, it's amazing. And to see the courage and the strength and the tenacity, you know, to fight and to survive this thing, it's really, it's monumental to me. It's an honor, a huge honor.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony, Stacy, and just the fact that you hung in there with your girlfriend, and that in itself speaks volumes for sharing your story. Amazing, amazing, amazing lady. Does anyone have any questions or comments for our speakers at this time? If you do, go ahead and ask those questions and comments at this time.
Roslyn, this is Angela. I just wanted to say God bless these ladies. You know, it's tough. Chantel's story is very tough, but I just want to encourage her to keep going on. You know, she's still here and she's still fighting. You know, and I just want to encourage all these ladies, and the young lady that was there with her friend, you know, that's how you know who a true friend is, or someone who has your true issue, you know, in their heart, you know, are those that are stick with you. That's how you weed out the good and the bad friends, you know. I also wanted to mention to Chantel, she said she was a nurse. I never found a lump. There was never any pain. The only sign that I had, I would wake up in the morning and I would see little bits of dried blood on my pajamas, but they were all twisted, so I never knew where it was coming from. And one day God allowed me to see where it was coming from. I went home, got ready to take a shower, and I had a white bra on. And there was bright red blood coming from the areola, around the areola. And I just happened to have an appointment with my OBGYN that same week. So when I went in to him, I told him about it. He said, well, a lot of ladies get infections in the milk duct. So let's put you on a round of antibiotics. If it comes back, I'm going to send you to an oncologist. So he put me on antibiotics, and it took maybe about 3 or 4 weeks for it to come back. But he didn't hesitate. He sent me right on to an oncologist. And she was very aggressive. She wanted to go. She said the same thing that he said, that it could be a milk duct, but she didn't want to take any chances. So she wanted to biopsy, go in and biopsy around the area. and it came back to where it was breast cancer. So I don't want people to think just because I go and get a mammogram or I do the exam, I don't feel a knot, I shouldn't be concerned. Be concerned about anything. When in doubt, check it out is my thing, you know. So I just wanted to share that. And that I was, I'm also the first person in my family. No one has breast cancer. I'm the first. So, or had breast cancer. I'm cured in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
As well.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for sharing that, Angela. I mean, wow. I'm speechless right now because when we hear the phrase of breast cancer, I mean, I lost my aunt in 2016. From breast cancer, and it was she had a rare form, but it was very aggressive. So it just everything happened suddenly. So this is, you know, just hearing you guys' story is giving me strength as I go through October. You know, I always with my business, I celebrate and I try to bring awareness and just give back to women that have either conquered and just try to spread the awareness of breast cancer and how important it is. And Angela, your story is unique because, like you said, we schedule those mammograms and we think, okay, we're doing the right thing. But as you said, you didn't have a lump. You know, you just noticed something different and you went and got it checked out. So that's even an awareness in itself. So thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
Anyone else have any questions or comments?
I just want to say thank you, Angela. I'm sorry if I cut in on somebody. This is Chantel. You are absolutely correct, which is another thing when I talk to young people about I've come into contact with young ladies in their 20s being diagnosed now, and we always thought this was a disease process that happened around age 50 or so. It didn't happen to young. Thing that it's different as it relates to our bodies. And there are plenty of women who the mammogram has not shown anything. But a true telltale sign is that bleeding or discharge from the nipple that that you noted. Another thing is that red, patchy, scaly skin, which is an indication of another rare form of breast cancer that is truly rare. But it's there. So it's so important to be knowledgeable about those things. And I share all of that when I'm speaking with my young ladies and I'm providing education. I'm a clinic manager at St. Louis Job Corps. And so I had, during my time there, I had a young lady at the age of 18 die of ovarian cancer. Who does that happen
to?
This is impossible. Oh, this cannot be true. That's like, that's so broke me down. It's like, this is not, it just can't be happening. So we have to advocate for our health. And sometimes providers don't believe because we don't fit that mold. We don't fit that picture. So thank God, you know, that you followed up the way that you did. And yes, there are plenty of times where the mammogram does not show. So it is doing that breast self-exam yourself. Looking at yourself in the mirror and becoming familiar with your body. I tell young ladies that all the time. Become familiar with your body and know your body because you are the best advocate for yourself. You know what is normal for you. So that you thank
well,
you so
I
much.
Ask a question? Can I ask a question? This is Stacy, and I will ask it of both you ladies. What would be the best way to handle getting the news that you have breast cancer or whatever? Because for me, I think healing starts in the mind. So how would you guys say would be the best way to when you get that diagnosis to deal with that?
Well, this is Angela. For me, I think, like you said, it's the mindset, you know. Mm-hmm. I like to pray, and I'm proactive in prayer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helped me when I got the diagnosis, because my mind was in a different mindset, a mindset of that God can do anything but fail. I knew I'm strong in my faith. I have good people surrounding me. You know, my biggest concern when I was diagnosed was consoling other people. It didn't affect me like it affected the people around me. So I believe God had already prepared my mind to go through what I was going through, but also prepare my mind to be able to deal with the other people. You know, there were so many people that fell apart when I told them, as if it was a death sentence. But again, God prepared my mind. God can do anything. So surrounding yourself with people that you know that have the same, I guess, faith and belief that you do. I tell you this, for me, it was kind of a weird story. God had placed me with a new employer, and it was at a cancer center. And I hadn't been at that cancer center a year before I was diagnosed. But that was also God preparing me for what I was about to go through. He put me there for a reason. I know he did, to let me know that other people with cancer are surviving. That was another preparation for my mindset. He also took me into a room with the head nurse of that cancer center, who told me, no matter what you do, don't fall into negative thoughts. That was the first piece of advice that I got to the diagnosis. She said it's very important to surround yourself with positive people, no negative situations. Don't even, you know, bring that to be a part of you, because your healing starts at the time you're diagnosed, whether you're going to go through it or not. Some people are not willing to go through it for multiple reasons, for fear of the unknown, or that they're just not prepared to fight a battle that they see so many people lose. So you have to already have faith, knowing that God can. That's the beginning. Like you said, it starts in your mind. And we all know that the battlefield starts there. The enemy wants you to start being negative. He wants you to start bringing on added stress, added negative thoughts, you know. So just surround yourself with good people. It's a tough thing to hear. You see other people go through it. Now you say, well, I'm fixing to go through it. So you kind of have to just know God is God.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. My God. Does anyone else have any questions or comments at this time?
Hi, Rosalind. Hello? Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, hi. My name is Michelle, and I work with Angela, and I also we also attend the same church. But the question that I have is going to be more for Chantel. I know she's a nurse, but Chantel, as far as the testing, testing goes to detect for cancer, I wanted to find out which test do you feel is the most effective, that 3D mammogram or the, I know there's now the MR for mammograms, which I don't, you know, hear a lot of people having the MR mammogram. So is there like a certain reason that you would have to get the MR mammogram, or can that's just one that you can just go in, you know, have your doctor write a prescription for that MR? I mean, I've had the 3D, and I think it's worked very well, but I've also known two people that had the 3D mammogram, and they both were had lumps, and so they were able to have that surgery very early to get those lumps removed. And they're both doing fine since the surgery. So I no longer want to have just that regular mammogram anymore. I've been doing the 3D lately, but I just wanted some insight about that MR mammogram. Do you have any?
I usually, and I don't know that has changed, but when they first came out with that, both the 3D and the MRI was used in conjunction with the you know, somebody is very highly suspicious, or they're okay. like myself. They have very dense breath. They have fibrocystic breast disease, where it is more difficult to detect. So you are definitely okay. in that category. We want you to have that 3D mammogram and an ultrasound to pick up on things that may otherwise be lost on a regular mammogram. And so it's important that if you change providers, that you ensure that your records go. Like for me, and I haven't shared this with Cookie or only ones that know of my family, but without having any history of breast cancer doesn't mean that you can't develop it. And so about 5 years ago, I did find a lump that was determined to be precancerous. So, of course, for me, it will always be closer monitoring. It's the 3D mammogram. It's the ultrasound. When I go in, that's always written for the script. So, of course, okay. now that I've had that, my risk factor has increased tenfold again, because now we found this precancerous lump. And so, yes, usually those are reserved for women who are at higher risk for, again, having the fibrocystic breast, having extremely okay. dense breast. And then, again, if, you know, something when they are really, they can't determine, and their suspicion, they will utilize one or the other as far as the MRI and the ultrasound to get a better look as well.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that information.
Yes, ma'am. And I just want to piggyback on Miss Angela as it relates to what keeps you strong. I'm just going to say, I was a big mama's girl. So it was, mama was like, we got this, Chantel. I'm good. You know, I believe in prayer. But to hear that took my breath away to hear my mom say that. But for me, it is so important. I could not allow myself to be negative, because I totally believe that the negative energy she didn't need. But for her to say to me, Chantel, we got this, because we do have this, and praying, she was never going to let me believe that we didn't have this. We're going to pull out of this, you know, did it get to a lymph node? Yes, we found it in one lymph node, but we're confident we got this. It's early enough. And she did make her 5-year survival rate. But I do know that, yes, you absolutely prayer and surrounding yourself with positive people around you. I knew with her saying that and being brave enough to say this to me, and this is her battle, that I could not show any fear. And every time I thought that I was afraid, what am I going to do? This is my mom. This is my mom. Mm-hmm. I always reflected on her. Girl, I ain't going nowhere. That was her famous word. I ain't going nowhere, Shan. My nickname is Shan. Everybody in my family calls me Shan. Nobody calls me Chantel. I know if you call me Chantel, you met me out in the business world. But she's like, Shan, I ain't going nowhere. I'm here, baby. I ain't going nowhere. So we made it. We made it. But unfortunately, that last battle we didn't win. But she got a victory on the other side. I have to believe that.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. All right. I think we had someone else that had comments or questions. You can go ahead and do so at this time.
I had a comment. My name is Faye, and I am Stacy's friend. We go to church together, and the lady that was just speaking, God was speaking to my heart to encourage you, because you do have to surround yourself with positive people, but you have to always remember that God knows all, and that God Amen. hears your heart. And no matter, you know, what the battles we're going through, breast cancer, whatever it is, he is always faithful. And you are correct. He is going to keep healing her, and she's on the other side, smiling and looking down.
Yes, Lord.
And being proud of you for being on this phone call, for sharing your story and your testimony. So you hold your head up high and know that everyone is proud of you. And the one thing I want to say to the ladies is I had a friend that was very close to, and she was 11-year cancer survivor, and she was a Catholic. And we often talk about her religion, but she was 11-year cancer survivor, but cancer came back and attacked her liver. And she said to me, Faye, you know what? I love your pastor. I love what he preaches. I want to convert over to your faith and your belief. I want to be ready if God calls me home. And so she found out in March, and it took her rather quickly. But the good thing about this is before she passed away, we did communion every day. And Stacy was a part of on the phone calls with us praying for her. And ladies, when I tell you, when she passed away, she just wanted to go outside, and she said she's ready to fly and be with my God. So I say that to let you know that God is always faithful, no matter what you go through. Even on the other side, he's going to get the victory.
Yes.
For her to say that she was ready to fly, get her wings, was amazing. I've never experienced that before, ever. So just be encouraged. Keep God first.
Yes.
And he will make anything.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes. All right. Any more questions or comments?
Right. My name is Margarita, and I am a friend of our sister Cooper. We attend the same church, and I just want to thank all you ladies that spoke up and shared your stories. At first, I didn't think I would be able to be on the call. That'd be too soon. My sister was a 7-year survivor, and she got her wings in September. But hearing your stories and your stories of faith and the way you've persevered has been inspiring to me. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Margarita.
Amen. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. All right, so I'm going to move on to our next question. So, ladies, as the introduction stated, we all have life roadblocks. We have things that happen in our lives that happen suddenly. And although your stories are different, there are things that you guys have shared that happened to you suddenly. And when things happen suddenly, we don't always know how to combat that detour. I've heard Angela speak of faith. I heard Chantel speak of she held on to her mother, telling her, you got this. I heard Stacy saying how she hung in there with her friends and she kept the faith. So throughout this journey, can you just share with us how sharing your story has truly affected your journey? Because after the detour, there is a journey. There's a process that happens. So can you kind of share that with us, Angela?
This is Angela. For me, after the process, sharing with other people is a reminder of what God can do.
Amen.
It's a reminder to me, not only, I guess it's a reminder to me to remember that there are other things that are going to be coming towards me, you know. So as a reminder, sharing with other people is a reminder to me of what God can do, not only for me, but for others. And helping someone else get through it helps me. You know, there's a song,
that talks about when you encourage someone else, you're encouraging yourself too. You know, although I'm a pretty positive person, I like to laugh, have fun, it reminds me to stay positive. It reinforces to it's a reinforcement to me to not just don't just allow certain things in your view. You got to always look to God for everything. You have to, you know, do whatever you can to keep the negativity away. There are a lot of people who talk to you as if you're BFFs, and as soon as you turn your back, you know, there are things that come up. I pray for the spirit of discernment so that I can know who's for me and who's not for me. Because I don't want to have anything to do with you. Now, if God gives me an assignment to share something, that's another, that's a whole nother thing. Just watching the company that I keep, you know, keeps me pretty upbeat, positive. You know, although cancer is a dreadful disease, it allows me to let someone else know that you can beat this. It's not always a death sentence. It may seem like a death sentence to us, but not to God. God calls us to do great and marvelous things. And once that assignment is up, we all have an expiration date. And that expiration date is different for different people. So, you know, we just have to keep giving someone else that hope and keep the hope alive within ourselves.
Amen. Thank you, Angela. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. Chantel?
Thank you, Angela. So for me, the process was different, of course, because it wasn't me personally. But despite what I own up to when I'm counseling or talking to other people is that I lost my way. I truly did. For me, what made it extra hard is that exactly 2 weeks before we lost my mom, my son at 15 died unexpectedly, just like on the basketball court at school, and it was like, boom, you can't prepare for that. And literally 2 weeks later, my mom was gone. He was gone on a Thursday. She was gone 5 days later. So I cursed, I screamed, and I could not find my way back through prayer no matter what I did. I reached a point where my dad's sister, my aunt called me one day, so I knew I was losing it. And but I knew my mom must have been looking out for me because she called and said, your mom came to me and she said, go see about my baby. And I had literally dreamed that night that I was locked up in a mental health facility. So I know it was nobody but God going to my mom, to my auntie, because I was losing it and I was losing it fast. And I can say now I still have some really bad days. It's nothing like losing a child. It's just a child, that other piece on. But my life took a different turn and a focus when I found this place called BKM, because I needed something else. And for me, I grabbed on to health and wellness and really pushing that and pushing my health and my wellness. And so that was saved me and was able to bring me back to being able to fall on my knees and be able to pray, because I'm not ashamed to say that. To be hit like that, I couldn't. No one could bring me back from that edge, but I do think I came to see about me through my mom, through my aunt, because I literally had dreams the night before she called me that I was locked up in a mental facility. So the process was different for me, and through that, it was a different focus, so I was able to put one foot in front of the other when I hadn't been able to. I literally could not work for 3 years. Again, thank God for my husband, because I don't know what would have happened with the rest of the children, because I could not, no matter how much I tried. I just could not. I literally was lost. And so my process was different. And once I found something else different to hold on to pull me around. And everybody's detour is different. I always remember what my grandmother said, what my mom said. If you raise them right, they'll come back. I lost my way, and there was no conversation that I wanted to have with God, even though I understand. He loaned my children to me, but my flesh could not understand that. So for me, there had to be another. There was another detour that brought me back to what to. So
my Lord. But Chantel, this is Angela. You may have lost your way, but God didn't lose you. He had his hand on you this whole time. He still does. If you look back over those dark times, God was still leading you in some way. You may have heard a conversation. Something kept you close enough to where he just didn't lose you altogether. But he still has you, honey. Don't ever think he doesn't. His hand is on you. No matter what you may think, you know, or how you feel, yeah, you're going to have some tough days, but no, God is right there with you. You may feel lonely at times, but God is right there with you, honey. So yes, keep your head up.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Stacey, what about you?
Well, first, I would just have to say thank you, Chantel, for being real. That's real when you're angry with God, when you don't understand, when you're not seeing them, and that flesh just overtakes you. And everybody's journey is different. Their stories are different. So, again, I just commend all the ladies, everybody on the line. But for me, experiencing that with my girlfriends at such a young age, and again, that's been more than 20 years ago, and I'm right back here in that place. And so I would have to say that God works in mysterious ways. And again, I haven't experienced cancer in any type of way, but I'm surrounded by those that have, and a lot of them are very close to me. And it's mind-blowing. I was telling that's my sister. I don't know why she said she's my friend, but that's my sister. Hey, Curtis. And
I was nervous.
I know, that's okay. But it's mind-blowing to be in this place, again, surrounded with ladies, hearing their stories, their journeys, and finding their way back to God. God is everything. He is everywhere. It's nothing that we can do without him. And I think when we realize that I think that we will be in a whole better place. So I would just have to say, I don't know what God's doing. I don't know why I'm on this line. I don't even know, you know, get why I was asked, but I'm happy to be here just to hear the stories, to hear the courage, to hear how ladies are handling this disease with grace. That's amazing to me. It is really mind-blowing. And my sister asked me to be a part of the Pink Souls in Motion, and I get to walk. This is going to be my first walk. It's just a 20-mile walk coming up in November. But to hear those ladies' stories and just see them persevere, you know, in the hurt, in the pain, in the not understanding, and maybe they don't have a spiritual connection. So, you know, God may place me there to speak a word of faith or speak a word of encouragement to uplift. So I don't know what my role is, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I'm thankful that he got me in the place that he has me in.
Amen. 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 Well, you just spoke while you were on the line, while you were called, while you've been surrounded. The Holy Spirit has already been speaking through you the entire time, Stacey. So we may not always understand the journey, but we also know that God promised that he will never leave, nor will he forsake us. So know that although you may not understand it, you don't have to. Just know that you just have to trust the process and know that he's got you. Yes. He's speaking to your strength, your courage, everything that you have said is gonna manifest, and you're gonna see why
just hold on. You're going to see why.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
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 Yes. So, again, ladies, I do truly appreciate all of your stories. Chantel, you have, you and I have been friends for, and, I mean, this is my first time hearing your story, and I'm just like, oh, my God. But you just keep the faith and know that you have a great support system. You guys' stories are amazing. I just want to just encourage you, just continue to keep the faith. God has you in the palm of his hand each and every day of your life. Angela, you are such an inspiration to me. I've never heard your story as well, but I thank you for your yes. I thank you for your amazing strength. I've watched you. I've been around you. You are my cousin, and I love you with all my heart. But you have encouraged me even from afar. I watch you. You walk with such grace and dignity, and I appreciate that in you as a woman with amazing, amazing, amazing strength. So thank you for being a woman of God that you are and speaking life into a dead situation, even when I was going through my own situation. So I thank God for you.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So all glory goes to God, cousin.
Yes. Do we have anyone else? We're coming to the close of our call. Anyone that has any more questions or comments before we hear from Ms. Octavia Riley? All right, before we hear from Octavia, I do want to give the young ladies that are guest speakers tonight the opportunity to share if you are, if you have a book, if you have a website, if you have something inspirational that you would like to share. I would like for us to all still continue to just pray for each other and keep in contact. If you have any social media site where someone can reach out to you, other people will go back and listen to the call and might be able to want to reach out to one of you to get some information. This is a time for you to go ahead and share your information at this time if you care to do so. Angela?
No, I don't have any books or social media. But I will keep these ladies in my prayers. That's the best I can offer up to you, ladies, are my prayers. And they're in good hands, because when we lift up one another and each other's concerns and issues, God hears our cry. The Bible said, call out to me, and I'll hear you. All you need to do is call out. So
amen.
That's my part in this.
Amen.
And I just thank you, ladies, for your stories. We all had different stories. It hit a different way, but you know, we're sisters in this thing. And for all those who have not been affected personally, I thank you for being linked up with someone that has gone through it. You know. Because it gives you a sense of how to be patient with someone, how to understand a situation that you may not have gone through yourself, but you understand that need of that person. You know, there may be times when that person can't say a word. They may be angry. It's okay to be angry with God. But if you're linked up with the right people, they'll get that prayer through. Like Chantel said, she was lost. There are some people who are linked up to Chantel that were praying on Chantel's behalf. Her mother, you know, had prayers stored up. Once her mother went on to heaven to gain her wings, those prayers didn't go into the waste basket. God still has those prayers in front of him, and he's still answering, and he's still covering. He's still protecting you. He's still leading you. So I just wanted to leave that word of encouragement with those that have been affected and those that have not. We're all in this thing together. We're women. These are issues that we go through the most. There are men who are diagnosed with breast cancer, but we just have to be linked up with the right people to get that prayer through when we can't even get a prayer out. So be encouraged, ladies. And I just want to say one thing. That is short. When you do go to the doctor and you do get those yearly mammograms,
what I've learned is now that I can't do anything about because I've had a double mastectomy, but sit down and ask that doctor, well, what's different from last year to this year? Because there are so many people who are getting diagnosed in between. Have that comparison. If you can't, get your CD, ask for your medical records, be on top of your situation, but ask questions.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yep. All right, Chantel, what about you? You have
so I'm on Facebook. I'm on social media, so you can share that information, Cook, if you like. I don't have a business. Again, on my detour to finding my way back, my focus on health and fitness. Cookie, I'm sharing this with you and on this line. I have not posted anything on social media, but 2 weeks ago I did pass my certification for personal training, so I'm adding that to my title. So I have not done anything, but I am. Thank you on social media. If anyone wants to reach out, feel free. I appreciate the prayers and the words today because it hits me in a way that. I have to fall down and I have to call out on Jesus plenty of times, but I'm not where I was with it. And I still have my bad days because of how we were hit with the double whammy at that time in 2004. But I'm still here.
Amen. Thank you so much, Chantel, for sharing your story, your transparency. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Stacey, what about you? I do want you to share, you mentioned that you are going to be attending a walk in November. So if you don't mind, would you share the information with us? And I would absolutely love to be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm going to share. Again, the website is www.the3day.org/go-to Stacey Scott. And what that is my website. The big walk is next year. You know, everything was canceled this year because of COVID. So the 3 day, we haven't got the route. And I think sister, you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
But it's going to be in Coppell. So I'm not sure of the route yet, but I will put it on that website so that if you ladies have the strength, the energy, come out and support, encourage our team, you know, as we, you know, continue this walk, this fight for breast cancer, for a cure. So that would be the website to go to.
The route on Saturday, November the 7th, is in Coppell.
Okay.
We can get Stacey can email everybody a map, and there's no cost. If you can't walk 10 miles, just come out and cheer us on. Again, we're doing the big walk is not till next year, but we're doing mini walks so we can all stay in shape and train so that when we walk 60 miles next year, we won't be out of shape.
Right now.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing information. So without further ado, I do have a young lady, like I said, her name is Octavia Riley. She is a new entrepreneur that is launching her business. I don't want to tell too much about it. I'm going to allow her this opportunity to tell you a little bit about her business and what she's doing. Octavia.
Hello. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Octavia Riley, and I am an upcoming entrepreneur and CEO of Wigs and Winks. I basically started this business by just making wigs for myself and just gaining the love for it and just the overall concept of beauty. This hobby has helped me gain a greater confidence for myself and just gaining a joy of just doing something creative. So in honor of Breast Cancer Month, I would like to give away a custom wig to a breast cancer survivor. And I don't want to say patient, but a soldier. So either a survivor or a soldier. Just, you know, to do something for the women and men. So this idea really hit me when I lost my grandmother in 2010 and my aunt in 2016 from breast cancer. Even though I was young, I knew it was always something that I wanted to do to help support and be with those women and men who are going through this battle. So since losing them, I just wanted to like support, you know, people that are fighting this disease. Me personally, I take breast cancer precautions all the time, being that I am at high risk. I also found out I have a fibrocystic cyst just by, like, doing my monthly checks, you know, for myself. I found this out about a year ago, so I do have to go and get my mammograms done. So I just want to bring awareness and confidence to women and men who are fighting. I really don't have much more to say about that, but if you have any questions, you can definitely email me at wigs, which is wigs.winks, winks@gmail.com. The only requirements that I have are as follows: being a breast cancer survivor or soldier. And I already made the customized wig, so it would be best to have someone that has a circumference, a head circumference of 22 inches. If you would like more details, just give me an email and I can, you know, give you more information on the wig, the style, and everything of that nature. Once you do email me, I will send you a form, and it will just ask simple questions like your name, your age, are you a breast cancer survivor or soldier, and then it's going to ask, like, for you to tell me your story. That part is optional. You do not have to tell me your story if you are not comfortable with it, which I totally understand, but if you are, I would love to hear just about you and your life. So, yes, thank you, Rosalind, for having me. Thank you, ladies, for just telling me your story, telling everyone your story, and always keeping God first. I just want to say thank you to all you all. I'm so, so proud of you all. I don't know who you all are, but just know, like, you do have people that don't know you that are rooting for you, that are right behind you, fighting with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Artavia. I bless God for you. You just don't know. I love to hear our young ladies inspiring to, you know, give back. Just that part of it, just giving back and, you know, starting your own business. If we haven't learned anything else about 2020, this is the time. This is the time. So I just thank God for you. I pray that God blesses your business 100-fold. Like I told you before, I will be here to support you, root you on, push you, whatever you need from me. I just thank God for you. And your business is going to be blessed. So I thank God for you. Thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for your yes. Without further ado, if we don't have anyone else that has anything to say or any questions for my for Artavia, please do so at this time. Otherwise, we'll be closing out for tonight. All right. Well, again, I am Roslyn Farrell. This is the Detour Radio Show. If anyone inspires to be a guest on our show, please reach out to me at whatisyourdetour@gmail.com. My phone number is 972-292-8544. Even if you inspire to host your own radio show, please get in contact with me. This station is built on many mansions for kingdom ambassadors
We have two sister stations in Atlanta. We have two sister stations in St. Louis, and I am here in Dallas, Texas. So my vision is to have this spread across the world. So if you're inspired to host your own radio show, please, please, please get in contact with me. Without further ado, thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for the special guest that came on and shared your story. God bless you. I thank God for each and every one of you. Continue to be blessed. Have a good night. And again, this is the Detour Radio Show. Be blessed.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.